All right, this is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you again. We are on episode number 102. Last week, we did a podcast and an interview with our client of the month, Angela Jackson. You can go on YouTube and check that out. We had a lot of response for it. It was probably one of our most hit videos in a long time. But go on YouTube to It's My World One. Check it out. Client of the Month, Angela Jackson. And what that led me to, it led me to the episode today. It got me to think of this. This is the 102nd episode of my podcast. And I've yet to ever do a podcast that is written out. So everything that you hear is just me just talking. So last week, when we did the podcast, a lot of good feedback from it, and a lot of dumb shit too. You know, we had a couple of comments where one lady texted us and said, you know, I watched the interview, it was good. Angela May, and actually she's a member here, and Angela made good progress, but she didn't tell us any secrets. You know, it's like all the stuff that she was talking, I already knew. Okay? Now, that got me to thinking, because I hear that a lot about people and, oh, I already know this, I know that, I know that. As being a personal trainer, you talk to people and you're trying to explain to them what it's going to take for them to get into shape. And, of course, they already know. We live in a very information tech-driven technology world. So it's just not a lot that you don't know or can't find out. We have more gyms on corners than liquor stores. It's not that we don't have the knowledge. It's not that, we don't have the facilities. The problem becomes with getting off your ass and doing it. That's the philosophy of everything in life that I see, is that when you talk about running a business, everybody knows what to do. The problem is no one does it. We live in one of the fattest nations in the world, and it's not because people don't know what to do, and it's not because they don't have a place to go work out. We have a lot of gyms. You can do anything from walking the stairs, eating right. You know, everybody knows what to eat. They don't eat it. Everybody know not to drink, but they drink. So the problem that I find in society, no matter what it is, right now, I'm commenting about a diet, or commenting about progress. Which, in this profession, physical fitness, staying in shape is one of the hardest things in the world, because it's the one thing everybody wants, and it's the one thing that nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to put the time into it. You only learn to run 25 miles by running 25 miles. You can't sit and read a book and talk about running 25 miles. It's different. Because you know what to eat, that makes you a twice dumbass. You know what to eat, but you don't eat it. You know what I mean? So it's not, you know, people that don't know, I think they're pretty idiotic, because it's so accessible to get information on staying in shape. We have diseases that people are getting. You know, one of my clients told me the other day, they have an 18-year-old daughter who was just diagnosed with high blood pressure. You know, they're getting diseases that people didn't used to get. What's up, Sean, David, Shane? What's up, buddy? I ain't seen Shane in a while. He's a real good friend of mine. Me and his brother used to work together at Bob's gym, so I see he's on here. My homie used to manage my gym, Sean Bell. I gave him my last name so I can file him on my taxes, because I take care of him. He's like a little son. David, I'm so glad to stop past the house sometime, you know. So I'm glad that you guys are tuning in. So anyway, But we all in life, like I get approached by a lot of people that's good morning, what's up, David? I get approached by a lot of people that wants to know how to run a business. And so you explain to them, you know, do this, don't do this, do the, oh, I already know all that. Like I've had a couple of guys come to me and they know so much that they should fail within 6 months. So it's a difference between, like I can look at a tape of when Mike Tyson was in his prime knocking fools out. It's one thing to look at it. It's another thing to be punched in your face. The pain is different. You know what I mean? Anybody can read about it. Anybody can learn and talk about it. But you have to do it. And we have a society that is not very action driven. They live vicariously through others. They see someone in shape. Well, I know how to get in shape, but I'm just not eating right. I could do it, but you know, well, we could do a lot of things, but if you ain't taking the actions, it don't mean shit. You can't get points for a basket you never made. You know, you never took the shot, so how are you going to get points for, oh, if I would have took the shot, I would have scored. Well, we don't know. You could have missed, you know what I mean? But you can't get points for shots that you don't take. You can't experience the benefits of financial success, business success, life success, job success, physical fitness success without taking the actions. So it's like I'm just at a point. I'm so freaking tired of hearing people talk. You know what I mean? I'm in a profession where all people do is talk. You know, we live in a society that all they do is talk. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I would love to start seeing people take more action. It's so many people that don't live their dream because they are afraid to step out and work on their dream. They're terrified, so they talk about it. Anytime you see them, they're talking about, oh man, I had the idea of Uber before Uber. Well, guess what? The people at Uber made Uber. You know what I mean? You may have had the idea, but you didn't act on it. So when you don't act on something, nothing ever gets accomplished. So it's a thing that I want to see people start to do a lot more action, a lot more hard work, a lot more doing things than just running your freaking mouth about what you could be. I could be in shape if I ate right. Yeah, but the reality is you're a fat piece of shit. And because you don't take the actions, that's why you're a fat piece of shit. Don't talk about it. Take the actions and show people. I think that's the most idiotic thing in the world. Everybody can do something better. Everybody can do this. Everybody can do that. But ain't nobody doing nothing. You know what I mean? One thing that I've done my whole career is whether it be bodybuilding, whether it be personal training, whether it be owning my own business, whether it be in my relationship, I take the actions. You know, if I just talk about emptying the garbage, my wife would be bitching all day because it's still, the house still stinks. It smells like garbage. I can't talk about it. I got to pick up the bag, go outside, put it in the garbage can. That makes her happy. Or, you know, at least the house don't stink. But we live in a world that we have become so accustomed to just talk. Just, well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I can do it. I can get rid of this gut with no problem. Well, get rid of your gut with no problem. Show me. You know what I mean? We live in, you need to show. Stop talking. Stop shoulda, woulda, coulda, and start the actions and show people. Don't, what I put up an emoji on one of my Instagrams or one of the messages. You know, don't tell people about the success you're going to have. Show them. You know, do it and then say, you know, it's like I talk to people and some people, they take me as arrogant, they take me as braggadocious or whatever, but the things that I talk about, the things that if you ask me, I will tell you about, are things that I've done. And I have proof to back that up. So when I say I held an NPC bodybuilding show, NPC sanctioned bodybuilding show, and before then, there were no blacks that ever did it. And after then, there's never been any blacks that any have done it. That's not a braggadocious statement. I could show you the flyers signed by the Sean Reddys, the Vince Taylor, the Melvin Anthony's, the Nasser El Sambadis, the Ronnie Coleman's. These are people that I had. So I didn't sit around talking about doing a show. I did a show. And I don't throw it up in people's face, but if you ask me, I'll tell you. All of my accomplishments speaks for themselves. It's not bragging if you've done it. You know what I mean? If you ask me about being a bodybuilder, I have an overall trophy to prove I've got on stage with the best of them and kicked ass and had my ass kicked a few times. She is a professional. You ask her, she's a pro. So people can talk all day long. Well, one day I'm going to be a pro. Well, one day talk to me then. You know, right now I'm a pro. You know what I mean? So I hear it all the time in all walks of life, whether it be personal training, whether it be the business world, whether it be just life. People, 98% of the people talk. That's why 2% of the people run the world, because they don't talk. They go out and they take action. When I talked about creating what I want to one day be the greatest fitness facility ever seen, I didn't just talk about it. I went and signed a lease and got a facility and started to work to become what it was I want this to be. So it wasn't talk, it's doing. More people need to take action and not just talk. Talk, whether they talk, is cheap. And, it doesn't mean anything. But I hear it a lot. People say it. They talk so much about what they're going to do. Well, talk to me after you've done it. It's easy to talk. It's another thing to get off your ass and go out and make it happen. That comes with a lot more challenges. That comes with a lot more dedication, focus, and hard work. And it's not the goals that people are avoiding. It's the work that comes with that. You know what I mean? To achieve these things, to talk about it is easy. To achieve it is a whole nother story, because you have to apply hard work, dedication, focus, and all those things. And that's the hard part. That's the shit people don't want to do. So if I gave you $1 million, you'd be a millionaire. But if I told you how to work and build something to create $1 million, you're not going to do it. Why? It requires for you to get up out of your comfort zone, get up off your ass, and stop just running your freaking mouth all the time. I talked to three guys that we were all going to start podcasts at the same time. How many of them started a podcast? It was four of us. None. I'm on episode 102. Why? I took action. If you listen to the first few podcasts that I had, to me, they were freaking horrible. You know, but I was willing to go through the hard work, and I post every week. I was willing to go through the hard work. I was willing to go through the focus and the dedication to putting this on air, and I knew I would get better as I went along. So these guys were just talking because none of them have it down, whereas actually I'm on episode 102. We're downloaded in over 40 countries. We're downloaded in like 50 states. So did I ever think it would get to that level? No. I just knew it was something that I felt I was being called to do. So I do it the same way with Posse. I try to spread it. A lot of people that read my posts, they're constantly texting me or messaging me, talking about how much it motivated them and how much, you know, it made their day. I don't do it for that reason. I do it because those are the things I need to hear. If I'm not going to tell myself this stuff, about success, hard work, focus, who gonna tell me that? Nobody. Why? Most people don't live it. So they live precariously through motivational speakers, posting, things like that. For me, those things take on a different meaning because I can read it and get something out of it, whereas other people read it and it just sounds like something cool to read because they're not taking the actions, the hard work, the getting up every day, the applying yourself, the sacrifice. You know, you can't eat good because you're at all these fucking places that eat bad. You know, you're hanging with your family, y'all eating barbecue, y'all eating fat and this, fat and that. You know, black folks, our diets are horrible. That's why we got the illnesses. But I don't surround myself around those type of things because I don't want to be, that would be like for me to go around, not that I can't control myself, but it would be like me, it would be like a recovering alcoholic trying to stay sober while hanging out at a bar with the people he used to hang with. It's not going to happen. It's too much temptation. So I stay away from it. If you're having a cookout and you're eating shit, I'm not going to be there because I don't eat like that. I don't talk like that. I don't drink like that. So I just stay away from it and I stay focused and I make the sacrifice of that time because I'm trying to achieve something in this life. My life is very short. We're only given, you know, we're not promised tomorrow, meaning we can pass on today. So I'm trying to achieve certain things in this lifetime before I'm called home. So every day is critical to me. So I don't have time to say, oh, well, you know, tomorrow I'm going to eat right. Yeah, everybody says that. And tomorrow never gets there. Someday is not on the calendar. It's not a day. It's Monday through Sunday. Someday is not on the calendar. You have to do it. You have to make the commitment. And you have to start immediately. Bad habits take a second to change. All you got to do is make up your mind that you're never going to do that again. I did that with drinking. I did that with smoking weed. I did that with being out of shape. It's like, okay, that's it. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm on now. Has the temptation came my way? It used to. I'm pretty much know how to handle things now. But you're going to have those temptations. But you have to make up your mind that it's better for you to stay on the path that you're on than to take this path that's being tempted with, because no one is responsible for your life except you. If you don't take care of you, nobody else is gonna do it. So once again, you know, people, they just talk. I have to understand that I'm responsible for Earl Bell. I'm responsible for me. So I can't let you talk me into doing something that I don't think it's beneficial for me. So I don't allow myself to be swayed by people who are not on the same path as I am. If they were, they wouldn't be saying it. You're in great shape. You can eat this. No, I can't. That's why I'm in great shape. You know. So anyway, that's my message for today. Today is Saturday. We'll be doing this podcast again next week. And so until that time, it's your man, Sir Earl, and I'm out of here. Peace.